B-Pod Studios.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Berg's Peanut Chews. Delicious chewy chocolate bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. All right, welcome back. We are live at the Reading Terminal Market. It is the feast before the feast, a Philadelphia treasure, the Reading Terminal Market, where I was talking about food and how food is a big part of our culture in Philadelphia. It's a big showing of love. In fact, Junta's just dropped off.
Yes, they did.
The incredible sausage with broccoli rabe and mozzarella. They have the boneless ribeye, pork loin, stuffed with prosciutto, basil, and mozzarella.
Yeah, they dropped that off.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you eating, Jason?
Yeah, I'm having at it. It's pretty good.
Jason Avant has stopped by, which we love, and we love our man, Jason. But sit tight, everybody, because we'll get back to the Eagles and the Sixers and all the 4-4 stuff. So, I have two. There's a, you know, I love to highlight the arts, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a writer, and I have, hopefully, knock on wood, I have a huge call today with my producer. So, hopefully, something, we get to submit it. But our screenplay, there's a terrific girl from South Philadelphia, wonderful woman. She is immensely talented, and she has a film, a short film, that's dropping on Amazon.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and it's awesome. Her name is Monique Impagliazzo, and I'm going to bring her on in a second. I just want to read you the synopsis.
Okay.
So it's called Turkey's Done, all right? Now, how great is this? Here's the synopsis. Peaches Bracco is a loving, loudmouth housewife from South Philly.
Great name.
Who is excited to have her husband home and out of jail after a 10-year stint for his first Thanksgiving. As she prepares a loving feast, she finds a lipstick mark on one of his good shirts, and soon the preparation moves in another direction, and she plans her surprise attack for his arrival.
Oh, dude.
Meanwhile, Zeno is out cruising around his old stomping grounds, listening to smooth tunes, basking in his freedom, unaware his wife is a ticking time bomb waiting to explode in this holiday comedy, Turkey's Done.
That's awesome.
Is that great?
That sounds great.
Let me bring Monique. She is the writer, the director, the producer, and she's a South Philly girl.
Love that.
Living in L.A. Monique, how are you?
Anthony, that was the best synopsis reading of our film I've ever heard. So thank you so much.
Well, listen, it takes one to know one, right?
So. Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving. How you guys doing? I love this show so much.
Oh, my God. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And this is an incredible honor, Monique. You are on Amazon. How cool is that?
Yeah, we got really lucky. The other producers and myself, Jennifer Tini, Crystal Tini, and the amazing Sherry O'Terry, who was one of the stars of Saturday Night Live. We are having probably the best Thanksgiving ever. So, yeah, streaming live on Amazon right now. You can go there, watch it with your family tonight, tomorrow, all weekend. And thank you so much for, like I said, you know, supporting the film and having us on, coming from South Philly. We were all born and raised there, so we got to shoot it there, and we're really excited about it.
Well, it's awesome, too, because, you know, The title's great, Turkey's Done, right? Like, that is something that is just so priceless, right? Like, I can close my hair and I hear my mother go, Turkey's Done! And
right?
Everyone's in the parlor watching a football game and the whole thing,
exactly.
You know. They do it all. What was the inspiration, obviously, growing up in town and the whole thing? What made you decide to go this route?
You know, we have a feature that we had written, and it's called Shenanigans, and this spins from Shenanigans. You know, we said to each other, let's shoot a short film because we can raise some money, which we did all on our own, and once we had Sherry behind it, it was full steam ahead. Then we had Vic DiBattista, who I know was on your show.
Yeah.
He is the star of it, as well as Al Sapienza, who is on The Sopranos. We have Crystal Tini, who's from South Philly, Natalie Stone, who's also from the Philly, Jersey area. And we have Natalie Gershio, South Philly, you know, who was on Mob Wives, starring in it as well. So we were inspired by a scene in Shenanigans. And this actually, Turkey's Done is a true story of someone that we know from South Philly, of course. you know, so this is truly inspirational from everybody from the neighborhood growing up. And the love and support that we got from Philly and South Philly is seriously overwhelming. We couldn't have done this without Philly and our hometown of South Philly. We couldn't do
well,
it.
Well, that's what it's about, right? I mean, you know, we rally for one another and one of us, and you know, here you guys are, and I love the creative spirit that you have, and you want to try to do something big and do something major, and you know, you relocate out to Los Angeles to follow your dreams, and then to come home to help you realize it is like a perfect marriage.
It was a beautiful thing. I mean, I have chills. My hairs are sticking up on my arms while you were just saying that. When we were shooting, I mean, the neighbors came out. We shot it on Jessup Street in South Philly. We had amazing people come out from all over who were donating our production office. We had Mark Liuzzi, who donated his production office to us. This is a piece of his office. We had Maria Rossetti, who's a real estate agent from South Philly, you know, saying, use my house, do whatever you need to do, you know, and then all the neighbors from, you know, Jessup Street were so loving and generous and kind, and, you know, we had Mark Squilla, who was totally behind it from day one, and we just can't say enough. Pasificio donated food. I mean, we had Hovey raising it. You can imagine the food on this set was
awesome. Yeah, that's the one thing you have to worry about downtown.
Right?
Is feeding people.
Oh, God, I miss it so much. You were just talking about brazil, mozzarella, roasted peppers. Oh, my God.
You can't get that in L.A.
Can't.
Listen, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you that here you are.
Thank you.
It's amazing because on the same day The Irishman drops, right, on Netflix.
Yes.
Turkey's Done drops on Amazon.
Yes, so watch Turkey's Done as a little appetizer to The Irishman. Is what we do.
That's exactly perfect.
Before you switch over to Netflix. Go to Amazon and watch it as your appetizer with the family, you know?
That is perfect. It's priceless. Are you coming home for Thanksgiving? Are you staying out there?
That I was. I really do. I miss home so much. I miss my family, all my girlfriends, my GLs from back home. And, you know, I know you're, thank you, first of all, for having me on and talking Turkey's Done and the arts and everything, but I'm still a diehard Eagles fan, so
that's go right.
Eagles. But when I come home, man, I want to come on your show at the terminal because I need to come and eat.
Yeah, of course. You can't get, you know, we can't feed you out there. So
exactly.
So hopefully you come home soon for the holidays. Monique, I'm so proud of you. And what do you got coming next? What are you working on?
You know, we're talking about either the feature for, you know, what that, you know, we spun Turkey's Done from, either Shenanigans or a lot of people talking episodic. So we're, fingers crossed, we'll see what the new year may bring to us.
Good. Well, listen, we're rooting for you. So, you know,
we're
already proud of you. We love you, Monique. Thank you so much and best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much. You make us proud too, Anthony. Thank you.
There she is, Monique and Pagliazzo. I love her. She is a South Philly girl, done well. And once again, the movie short is Turkey's Done. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah, really? I love that stuff. Anything that we do here highlight our people, that's what we're about, Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.